Blog Talk Radio. Don't want me to see what you're doing to me. Good evening, Blog Talk. Thank you for joining me, Minister Prophetess G. Walker, for this broadcast payback. Now, I know you're probably thinking, what in the world? Has she lost her mind? No, I really haven't. I really haven't. Y'all know I usually start out the show with a gospel song, but I kind of felt like James. That's why I pulled that one up. Because, you know, I've been taking a look at situations going on. And I don't want to say mad, but I am just thoroughly disturbed by what the enemy is doing. I mean, he is just deceiving people all over the place. You know, he's got Christians behaving like non-believers, and of course non-believers are going to behave like non-believers, but it's almost like in this day and time, you can't even tell who the Christians are. You know, I mean, he's got them committing adultery like it's no big deal, lying, scheming, just doing everything contrary to what the Word of God says Christians are supposed to do. You know, and I was sitting back thinking about some of this stuff that he's doing. And I just said, Lord, have mercy. I'll be glad when Jesus returns for the big payback. So that's why I pulled that song up, because it's really apropos. You know, I want to apologize for some of the words James said, because I think he did curse a time or two. But, he, you know, some of his lyrics really hit home in terms of Satan. I mean, apparently, you know, he's expressing his anger towards somebody that has apparently done him wrong. But, you know, a couple of his lines say things like, you know, you took my money, you got my honey, you don't want me to see what you're doing to me. When he says you took my money, hasn't Satan, you know, affected some of you all's finances out there? Hasn't he come between your relationships, your marriages and stuff? You know, and he's working behind the scenes. He don't want you to see what he's doing to you. But here's my favorite line as it pertains to Satan. He says, he said, now you punk, you better get ready for the big payback. Because that's all Satan is. I mean, I hate to use words like that, being the minister of the gospel. But he is a punk. You know, he really is. So we're going to call it what it is, all right? But, you know, and a lot of us have taken the message of grace way too far. You know, you need to check out Romans 6:1 when Paul was saying, you know, what then shall we say, you know, regarding grace? Shall we continue to sin because we've been saved by grace? He said, of course not. You know, we don't have the right to abuse grace and take for granted what Jesus did on the cross for us. You know, just because he died to save us from our sins, that doesn't mean we can just keep saying it. No. And furthermore, you know, if you're a Christian and you love the Lord, why would you want to continue to walk in sinful ways anyway? I mean, none of us are perfect. We don't have a halo over our heads. But, you know, the Holy Spirit will certainly give us grace to turn away from a lot of things that are ungodly and not pleasing to the Lord. Okay, because here again, there is going to be a judgment day. I mean, you know, I don't know what preachers are preaching today, you know, these prosperity messages and motivational speeches. And I'm all for, you know, the message of prosperity. You know, we're heirs in the kingdom. That's fine with me. A little motivational speech to encourage the people. You know, David even said, you know, you have to encourage yourself sometimes. So I'm good with that. But as a minister, I think that far too often we are forgetting in this day and age to talk about some other things that are crucial, okay, in the Word of God. And that is the second coming of Christ. He is coming again. Okay, now if you're not a Bible reader, let me just point out a couple of things to you in terms of what's going to happen. You know, I was walking around the house today kind of, I don't really sing, but I was kind of humming this tune in my spirit. A lot of you all might know it. You know, the lyrics go something like, won't it be grand, won't it be grand. I'm going home to live with Jesus and won't it be grand. I mean, that's going to be a wonderful day when he comes back for some of us, but for others, it's going to be much too late. And you're not going to be able to stand before the Lord and be like, well, Jesus, I mean, you know, man, you know, can I have a little more time? No. Your time will be up. It's the buzzer. It's the end of the game, okay? Now, what's going to happen when Christ returns? Well, first of all, he's going to be revealed. You know, 2 Thessalonians 1:7 says, when the Lord Jesus will be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire. So we all going to see him, okay? Another thing that's going to happen is Christ is going to raise the dead, okay? 1 Thessalonians 4:15 says, we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Okay, another thing that's going to happen is Christ is going to catch up the believers who are alive at that time. A lot of people refer to it as the rapture. 1 Thessalonians 4:17, then we who are alive and remain will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we shall always be with the Lord. Okay? He's going to gather, you know, to himself all believers of all times. Okay? Another thing that's going to happen is Christ is going to judge. It's going to be judgment day. 2 Thessalonians 1:8-9 says, dealing out retribution to those who do not know God and to those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus. These will pay the penalty of eternal destruction away from the presence of the God of the Lord and from the glory of his power. Let me read that again. 2 Thessalonians 1:8-9, dealing out retribution to those who do not know God and to those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus. These will pay the penalty of eternal destruction away from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. Okay, another thing that's going to happen is Christ is going to destroy everything. Souls and bodies of unbelievers will be thrown into hell. Okay, and it's going to be the end of heaven and earth. Read about that in Matthew 10:28. But also in 2 Peter 3:12, it says, looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be destroyed by burning, and the elements will melt with intense heat. Okay? So then the next thing that's going to happen is Christ is going to make all things new again. 2 Peter 3:13 says, but according to his promise, we are looking for a new heaven and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. Okay? So all things are going to become new. But please don't forget about that judgment day. Now, I'm definitely looking forward to all of that, all of these things, just seeing the Lord coming out of the clouds. But something else I'm really looking forward to, I mean, it's mentioned throughout the Bible, but it's talked about a lot in the book of Revelation. Get this, Revelation 11:15. Then the seventh angel sounded, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, the kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he will reign forever and ever. Okay, when Christ returns, he's going to reign forever and ever. But get this, round about Revelation 22:20, okay, it says, and I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. He's got the key to hell and a chain to bound Satan. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil, Satan, and bound him 1,000 years and cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal upon him that he should deceive the nations no more till 1,000 years should be fulfilled, and after that he must be loosed for a little while. And the devil that deceived them will be cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophets shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. Do you know how long that is? Forever and ever, forever and ever. That's what I'm looking forward to right there, the big payback. You know, because the Bible says he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Hasn't he stolen some things from you, killed some things in your life, destroyed some things in your life? He's got to be paid back 100% for the stuff that he has done, how he has wreaked havoc on the earth. You know, James 1:17 says, every good and perfect gift comes from God. And Satan has worked our whole lives trying to keep those things from us, and in some instances, being successful in taking them from us. You know, when we were babes in Christ, just starting out, and we didn't know any better. We didn't know how to defend ourselves against his attacks and his strategies and things. He took things from us that were rightfully ours. But that's okay, because there's going to be a big payback. There's going to be absolutely a big payback. You know, if you're out there listening to me and you're a Christian, but, you know, you've been straddling the fence with one foot in the world and the other foot attempting to serve the Lord, you know, it's time to cross over all the way to the kingdom of God and get on the Lord's side. Because, like I said, you don't get a do-over. And you won't be able to say, you know, Jesus, can I have a little more time? It's not going to go down like that, period. You know, he's giving you time. You know, God is patient. He's very patient. And he is giving all of us time to get ourselves together. And you should be able to see by the things that are going on in the world today that this world is falling apart. Its systems, its morals, everything is falling apart. And these are signs of the end times. They're absolutely signs. They're all talked about in the Bible. So I'm encouraging you guys to start reading the Word and become knowledgeable, not just read, but actually study, so you will know what's coming your way and so you will know what you need to do to get right with the Lord. Amen? Let me pray over you before I end this broadcast, and I do thank you for joining me. Father God, I come before you right now thanking you for who you are, God. You alone are worthy to be praised. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise that you so richly deserve, Father God. You are God all by yourself, and we worship and adore you and place no one before you. Lord, I ask if there is anyone listening to this broadcast that does not have their relationship right with the Lord, and they've been kind of playing church and playing around with you, Lord, I ask that you would touch them by the power of the anointing of the Holy Ghost and make them get their life in order, because time is running out. If they are, somebody is listening and they are a true remnant of Christ, they know the Lord, I ask that you help them to minister to others, to continue to be disciples that will help save souls, because time is not up as of yet, as of this moment, and there's still time to bring some people into the kingdom of God before it's too late. So I just ask you to touch everybody on this line in one way or another. And if you have been listening to me and you are trying to make a decision, you are not yet a believer, I encourage you to confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus is Lord and accept him as your Savior. Confess that he is the Son of God and be saved, and start going to church, a Bible-believing church. Start reading the Word of God. Start worshiping and praising him, because you've got to get yourself together before time runs out. I thank you, Blog Talk, for joining me. My time isn't up, but I'm going to end this broadcast right now, because that's all I have for you today. I thank you for joining me, and until we meet again, be blessed, stay encouraged.